You're listening to Agents of Humanity,
presented by the Nicholas Center,
the podcast that features conversations about being human,
hosted by individuals who just happen to be on the autism spectrum,
produced by Launchpad 516 Studios. Welcome to Agents of Humanity, presented by the Nicholas Center and produced by Launchpad 516 Studios.
New episodes will be available every 2 weeks on all of your favorite podcast platforms.
Join us for each episode as our hosts, who just happen to be on the autism spectrum, talk about everyday life as a human.
Sometimes we'll interview very special people, and sometimes we will have conversations between us.
In the end, we'll always ask the question,
how do you make the world a better place?
And become your own
agent of humanity!
Welcome to Agents of Humanity!
I'm Robert.
I'm Jason.
I'm Tara.
I'm Tomas.
And I'm Amanda.
And today on the podcast, we have Kim Jones and Brian Burke from Port Washington Living Magazine. Owner of North Shore Media, LLC, Kim Max has publisher and editor-in-chief of Port Washington Living Magazine, as well as several other local magazines. Kim is the market leader for Best Vision Media on Long Island and works with up-and-coming publishers to launch local community publications. Brian Burke serves as a writer and content coordinator for the Port Washington Magazine. He is a writer and editor for 23 years. He has an extensive history in journalism for many different fields, including food, music, photography, and natural health products. Thank you for both being here, and welcome to Agents of Humanity.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Kim, I'd like to start with you if I may. As publisher and editor-in-chief of Port Washington Magazine, you must wear a lot of hats. What do you enjoy most about doing the writing and editing role?
It's so difficult to narrow it down to just one thing. I absolutely love what I do. I love working with the community. I love that I get to tell the stories that are going on in this wonderful community. And I also love that I get to work with amazing businesses who help make this magazine possible. So from start to finish, it is something that I'm proud of and I love to do. And there's not just one thing. I love it all.
That's nice. Cool.
That's great.
Brian, you are a writer. That's very interesting. How do you prepare to write a story? Are there any go-to kinds of questions you like to ask someone during an interview?
There usually are, but I'm not one who likes to follow those. I like to meet the people and get to talk to them and then come up with my questions from there, because really everyone I do and we interview for the magazine, you could ask different questions of. They come from different backgrounds. They do different things. So there is a question list that I think the company provides, but I'm not a rule follower when it comes to that stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's good to feel out your audience and like connect with them and feel comfortable and kind of just go with the flow and whatever comes to mind.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. There's going to be I'm going to have a different conversation when I'm talking about a business owner, or when I'm talking to the Nicholas Center, or when I'm talking to someone who's, a sports athlete. I mean, it's just not the same questions you're going to ask. I mean, they're totally different things that people would want to know. Readers want to know, as they say. So,
right.
So I will always ask different things.
Cool. That's very interesting. We interview a lot of people for the podcast. Do you have any tips for us?
Well, I guess it's to break the ice beforehand. It's always good to try to have a little conversation before you start the interview to see what they might be comfortable talking about and some things that you might learn also that way. That's why I like to do it in person a lot. I can't always do that, but I get to meet the person, see their environment, and it usually gives me ideas about what I want to ask.
Actually, if I may say something, I am very grateful that you do what you do, and I believe that journalism is a very, very good profession, very, very brave profession, especially now. So I feel very grateful that you do what you do, and I applaud you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
What's something you learned or discovered about something you were writing about that like amazed you or?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, one thing in the music industry I learned is that the celebrities are usually really great people.
I like music as well, and I like read a lot of music blogs and stuff. And yeah. The artists are usually very, very nice, especially in metal. The artists in metal are the nicest.
Well, I could tell you a couple of times I had calls, and then there was I know one example was if anyone saw American Idol, the original one. There was a person named Randy Jackson there, and I
know him,
you know him, and I had to interview him, and he didn't make the interview, so he called me the next day. He called me and he apologized to me. He was the nicest person. He just said, "I'm so sorry," and he said to me, "You take as long as you need on this interview because I messed up," you know. So that just tells you how nice some of these people are. And I remember Sammy Hagar calling me up, and I figured his manager would call me, but he just called me directly, and he just like, "Hey, Brian, how you doing?" You know, and Sammy Hagar here. So so those sort of things were kind of cool when I talked to these some of these celebrities. And it those are a fun time. And then, you know, and on Port Washington Living, I've talked to a couple people. Dwight Gooden, that was an example of someone I met early on at Port Washington Living. That was great. You know, the Mets star, the 86 World Series champion. So I got to talk to him, meet his, that's the sort of thing. I got to meet his girlfriend, and then I got to chat with him. And I learned all about the 1986 World Series, when they went, apparently most of the team went to Finn McCool's. And that's obviously that's still around. And he actually lived in Port Washington for a couple of years. He said in the 80s. So that was really interesting stuff. And I got to learn. He said 17 players appeared there, and they all had a private room at Finn McCool's. So those are the fun things you could learn about Port Washington. We really have a tremendous history here, which I didn't even know until I arrived. So there's a lot of great things there.
Wow.
Awesome.
Oh,
that's stupendous.
Very cool. I love reading stories about cooking because I love to bake. Jason?
Kim, what does it mean to you to be able to use your magazines as vehicles for business, community, connection, and bringing community stories to life?
Means everything, honestly. So, the first part of your question, I do meet a lot of the local businesses, and you would be surprised how many of our local business partners actually live in town or around town and love where they live. And so they wanted to build their business here, and they want to work with the people of the community. And it makes me so fulfilled that I can connect these amazing business owners to our community and in turn help them. Help the people in the community make great choices and meet locals that are doing things and providing services that they may need. And then the second part of your question, a huge part of what we do is highlight community stories. And one of the big things that we do, as you may notice here, is charity spotlights. And it's one of my favorite things to do because Port Washington is so special. It has so many amazing organizations that just give back. There's so many people that want to just give back and be part of this community and help the community, and we get to work with them and tell their stories and tell the community exactly how they're helping others. And it also helps the people of Port Washington understand the things they can do. They can join these groups and they can help others as well, and it's so fulfilling. And then there's so many others, you know, just community events, holiday events in town, that where everyone gets together and celebrates together, and we get to highlight those things. It's such a great feeling.
I love being a part of the community here in Port Washington. I get involved by volunteering at food pantries with Port Provides. Over to you, Robert.
Thank you, Jason. Brian, Port Washington residents are very community service focused and always offering their time to help others. How does it feel for you to live in a town with such community spirit and involvement in helping others?
Well, that's one of the biggest reasons I'm here. It's very important to me. It's that and the school district. I would say are big two of the biggest reasons in the water. location near the water. It's incredibly important that we also feature those people in the magazine and everyone. What everyone does for charity. I'm impressed. I gotta say, I don't know how people do all this stuff. I take on a couple things. I run a magazine myself, and then I help Kim here with her magazine. And I'm like, I don't know how I could do anything more in my life. You know, I have kids, but then all these other people are doing all these things for charity in addition to full time work. And I'm amazed by it. I don't know how they have any free time, but you know, that's beside the point. It's incredible. And what they're doing to help everyone in society here is just unbelievable. Our community is so much better because of these people. That's why I'm proud to be here.
I completely agree. We actually, I appreciate Port Washington, all the community service opportunities we were offered at the Nicholas Center. I very much like Port Provides, where we deliver cleaning supplies and like other paper towels and other goods to people who need them. I feel very proud of the fact that we have a service like that here at the Nicholas Center, and I very much hope we continue helping others around Port Washington and in the neighboring communities around the county, too, around Nassau County, too.
Yeah, you guys do so much here to help your community with all the programs that you're involved in. Yeah. You guys should be really proud of yourselves, too.
Yes, okay.
Kim, we see that a lot of our community partners are highlighted in the magazine. What have you learned over the years about the importance of community partnership and spotlighting their good works?
That's a great question. I've learned so much. And like Brian just said, it's amazing what this community does and how many different organizations there are for everything from breast cancer to those who need help, you know, funding things during hard times. And I've learned something from every single charity spotlight or family that we've met with over the years. We've been doing this almost 3 years, and really just the base of everything is that people want to help other people, and there's always somebody in need, whether you think you're going to be in need or not. There's that family stricken by heart disease or cancer, and there's somebody in Port Washington that's going to help. Even Red Stocking Review and things like that are fun, where people come together, is all for a great cause. And it's just something that I see it in other communities, but not to the extent in Port Washington. It's just amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, and if I could add just a second there, it's because of Kim that we're telling these stories. I don't think we would have had these stories if she didn't start this magazine, so that's really a great thing to mention. And there are a bunch of charities she was talking about. I mean, there's so many more that we could talk about. Parent Resource Center is great. Hearts, that's a great organization for music and everything they're providing and all the grants they're providing. So there's so many, I can't even name them all, but Port Washington has so many of these groups that we should mention.
Yeah, I want to say something to that. So the Hearts Foundation actually gave the Nicholas Center a grant, and what we're going to be doing with that is hosting our first ever like musical showcase at the Port Washington Library. So we're really excited to showcase that with their help.
That's so exciting. And even the Ed Foundation, all of these groups that work with the schools and the arts in town, it's not just hardships. It's things to enhance things here, and it's amazing.
Yeah, community garden. I mean, that's another one. I mean, we have gardens. I didn't even know on Manor Haven Boulevard that there was a big garden back there. If someone told me that, I would have been like, there is? And then they took me there, and I can't believe how nice it is. It's incredible. We have to get more out about that, you know, because it's such a great location. So there's so many things that are going on in this community. And the food pantries, as you were talking about, I think Our Lady of Fatima. I mean, there are all these great organizations that we should highlight. And Port Washington Living allows us to highlight those as much as we can.
I like working with all of our partners, especially at North Shore Animal League. I like playing with cats. Jason?
Brian, what are some of the special Port Washington stories and people you have written about?
Well, there have been a lot. I'd have to narrow it down, but let me try because you asked a good question. There have been a few. You know, certainly I mentioned Dwight Gunn already, and there are also some great stories about women's teams as when it comes to sports. We just have one about the softball team. We're going to have some more coming up. Flag football, that's coming up next. Women's, girls flag football. And I didn't even know about that team. And they're in their third year, and they're really advancing. That when it's sports, that's some things to mention. As far as families, we've had a lot of that too. I mean, one I can mention is Dana Arshin and her family. She worked for Channel 5, Fox 5. And now she's a Holocaust reporter. I mean, she's interviewing everyone about the Holocaust, and that's her full-time position. So, I mean, that was something that was fascinating. We also had someone, a family that just moved from China, and they decided to move to Port Washington. And I was fascinated how someone from China would know about Port Washington and why they moved here. So that was a fantastic thing for Lunar New Year. We did that. We had a Women in Business feature. That we just came out with. So there's so many things. Also, we just a couple months ago, Allie Stroker came by, and that was I got to call her before and then see her in person, and that was great. I mean, anyone who doesn't know, she won the Tony Award for Oklahoma, and was the first person ever to win that award in a wheelchair. So she was just fantastic to meet. I mean, what a wonderful person. So there's a lot of people like this that we could talk about. A lot of people visit Port Washington, and a lot of people live in Port Washington, so it's great.
I just wanted to add, it would be so unfair to call out different families that made more of an impression than others, because they're all literally amazing. But we are so lucky to have highlighted these families, and one that does stand out is one of the first issues we ever did. It might have been our first issue. No, I think we interviewed the fire department as our first issue ever. And then we interviewed Mark Wood and Laura Kay, and they are just, I don't know if you know, but Mark Wood was part of the original Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and they are such an amazing family and have spent generations in Port Washington. And it's just these new families and families that have been here for generations. It's amazing how they make this community thrive.
Yeah, the Wood family is incredible, because Mark is, I believe he's called the founder of the electric violin. And he was great to meet, and his wife is a singer. And I was lucky to have known him from the music industry. And I actually used to go with him to Washington, D.C. to try to advocate for music funding. And he's a good guy to have with you. It helps when you're meeting members of Congress and you have someone like that who could really talk about that and is well known. And it also helped a lot that I had Bernie Williams with me, you know, the Yankee star. So that was even better. I have to admit, but Mark Wood is incredible, because nobody will ever reject Bernie Williams. So I've been rejected plenty of times in congressional offices, but Bernie Williams never gets rejected. Everyone wants to see him, get an autograph, or take pictures with him. So that was always good. But Mark Wood is fantastic. I mean, he was really great to interview.
Cool.
He sounds incredible to interview. Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. I enjoy meeting all the cool people we have on the podcast. One of my favorites was Tom Foth. Because he was a nice guy, and we learned a lot about him. Tara?
Kim, do you have any hopes of expanding Port Washington Living magazine? How?
Always. we always want to grow, because the more we can grow, the more amazing stories we can tell each month. And really, that is all down to our sponsors. So anyone that you see in the magazine with their ads are those local businesses that are making this magazine possible. And they are really the ones that are excited to serve the community. And I encourage everyone to really look at those ads and make great choices if you need their services, because they are the ones that are bringing this to us. And the more sponsors that we have, the more amazing stories that we can put out. So it's not a PSA, but that's how we can grow, and we do want to grow, because Port Washington just has a never-ending amount of amazing stories.
Agreed. Awesome.
Definitely. Completely agreed. And
fantastic.
One thing that I can add, if you were talking about you interviewed people who cover up like women's rights and the Holocaust and other things, and I believe that's really important to cover, because the only way we can prevent those events from happening in the future is we learn about them now. And I feel that you guys did a very important job by doing that, and I very much appreciate you doing that. So thank you very much for that. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
So, Jason, I believe we have a important announcement next.
Yes, Jason.
Oh, yes, we do.
Come on.
We are proud to announce that the Nicholas Center and our Portvivides program will be the cover story for Port Washington Living Magazine's April edition. In honor of Autism Acceptance Month, Brian, what does it mean to you to support diversity and inclusion through your work?
Yeah, it's incredibly important that we feature diversity in the magazine. It's such a huge topic right now. It's so important that everyone everyone has a voice. I mean, I think that's what it is, and I think it's great that I got to interview you guys. It's just fantastic. I'm so proud. I mean, that's what this is all about being proud. I want to be pleased with what I'm writing about, and I want to make a difference for the community. I mean, that's what this whole thing journey is about, is helping the community. And I'm glad, you know, Kim was mentioning the advertisers, and what I really get a great feeling for is everyone. They tell me, I mean, when I feature people, the people will come up to me on the street or in my neighborhood and say, you know, that, you know, I saw your story. I can't believe how many people read it. It's fantastic. And that was great what you did. And then, you know, or the person who was featured keeps telling me that they're getting contacted, texted over and over again about the story. So that's really what this is about. And I really want to feature diverse, families, diverse community. I mean, we really need to talk about all of Port Washington, not just part of it. And this is what it is. I take great pride in what I do.
We actually work really hard to include every single community member in Port Washington, no matter their race, religion, creed, anything. We want everyone to have a voice, and we would love, you know, families that are interested in being part of the magazine to reach out to us and let us know, because we would love to tell their story.
Kim, have you learned any? This actually ties into Jason's question a bit. Have you learned anything about autism while working with the Nicholas Center? Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners that more people should know?
I've learned that never judge anybody and assume any skill level, because everyone can shine and be their best with the right support. And the Nicholas Center is amazing at doing that. They're the best at doing that.
Yes, and I completely agree with that statement. I mean, I think that autism for sure deserves a place in this world, because we're so good at certain tasks. I mean, Microsoft hires autistic people to do like coding and stuff. Oracle hires autistic individuals. Nintendo hires autistic individuals. A bunch of the really big tech companies hire autistic individuals, and we're very proud that we're very proud that the Nicholas Center is being featured, because this was founded with the mission of hiring autistic individuals, and a lot of those big companies came to us. I actually learned this at a presentation once, that a lot of the big companies came to us and asked us how we can better, how can they hire and make effective people with autism on the spectrum effective workers. So we're very grateful that you're highlighting us for the month of April.
Yeah, that's if I could add that the advancement since the Nicholas Center was founded about 13 years ago is what you're providing is that employers are starting to hire more people who are on the spectrum, which I think is incredible. That's one of the greatest accomplishments I think you've made, is that we've gotten this information out to employers and that they're willing to do it. And there are a lot of businesses in town. You mentioned Microsoft and all. I mean, there are a lot of businesses also locally that are hiring these people. I mean, Smushed is a great example. And they're hiring people, and I think they're asking for more people. I think you mentioned before. So this is fantastic. I'm sure there's a lot more progress that has to be made. But there has been so much progress that has been made thus far that I'm really happy to see that. It's tremendous. And let's keep it going.
Kim, the media is a very powerful tool. We are grateful that you have chosen to tell us during Port Washington Living Magazine. How do you feel about the power of telling stories?
The power to tell stories is second to none. And we are very careful at Port Washington Living, where we don't want to be involved in anything that's going to bring people down. We want this magazine to arrive in the community's home every month and bring joy. And there's so many vehicles out there that talk about the negative things in the world. And we don't need that. You know, we think the power of telling stories in a positive way and bringing joy each month is something that's going to lift people up. And celebrating the wins and the good things going on is an amazing thing that we get to do. And honestly, the power, it's so powerful, celebrating wins and achievements and great things and seeing people smile and love what's happening in their community every month instead of hearing about all the negatives going out there in the world. So it's extremely powerful.
Cool. I love stories.
Awesome.
And also know how they can be powerful no matter what media you use to tell it. One that comes to mind to me is Spider-Man No Way Home, because he united all three Spider-Men.
So I do agree, and I do appreciate you trying to bring positivity with journalism, because we don't really have enough positive journalism, I think. I mean, all journalism is important, but it would be nice if more news agencies could bring a positive story or the lighter side of journalism every once in a while, not that I'm complaining about the negative journalism. But a quick question before we get into the last question. How can people find this magazine to read if they don't live in Port Washington?
That's a great question. If you are a reader, you will notice it is very hyperlocal. So it is really geared to Port Washington. There are some homes that for some reason fall right outside of our line. And if you are one of those and do not receive the magazine and you live in town and you want it, go right to page 3, or you can email me. I'm going to give you this email right now and have us add your address. Are you ready? It's kimjones@bestversionmedia.com. Email me your address, and we will add you to the list. If you don't live in Port Washington, it's a little less relevant for you, but feel free to email me anyway if it's something that you want to receive, and we'll try to get it out to you.
Okay, thank you very much. And with that, I'd like to thank you both for agreeing to be on the podcast. You both provide a valuable service to society, and we can't wait to see the story. We call ourselves the Agents of Humanity because at the end of the episode, we always ask our guests, how do you try to make the world a better place? And that's what we want to ask you now. So you've already given us many, many reasons, but how, in your own words, do you feel you make the world a better place?
I'm sure Brian wants to answer as well, but I will just say that in conclusion, from my perspective, being able to raise awareness for great things happening is only going to help others. The more we celebrate and the more we speak to the organizations here that do good, the families that work so hard to do good and help others, when there's something in the community that happens, this community rallies around the people in need, even if it's just a neighbor or a friend. And being able to talk about those things really, I think, inspire others to do good as well. And there's no better feeling than to be able to do that.
The honest answer is I'm not sure I make the world a better place. I hope I do, but I'm not sure. Because I'm not out there on the lines. I mean, I'm not a firefighter. I'm not a police officer. I'm not doing these, great things for society. So sometimes I look at it and I wonder if I am making the world a better place, but I hope I am by providing these stories for people. As you said, these good stories. I mean, if you put on the nightly news, all you see are bad things going on in the world. So we're trying to provide some good things that are going on in society. And there are a lot of good things in Port Washington and beyond that. If there's some way I could produce some of this information for people and make someone, I mean, to me, making the world a better place may not be, going into a burning building and saving babies. I mean, that definitely is a way to make a world a better place. I'm not doing that. But if I can make someone smile for a few minutes per day when they read our story, that's what I think it's all about. I mean, it's about making someone happy for a little while, because I know everyone is stressed, all the time. And if I could do something like that to take their mind off things, then I've done my job, and then I've hopefully made the world a better place.
Yeah, I was gonna say, sometimes it's as simple as smiling at someone, opening the door for someone, telling a positive story, just being kind to someone. That really makes a difference.
Awesome. I tried to make the world a better place this week by helping my mom and dad with the shopping. What about you, Robert?
I helped my grandma with her physical therapy. She's very sick right now, so I'm focusing on her a lot. I'm just trying to be kind to everyone that I see as well. So
I hope she gets better, Robert.
Thank you. So anyway, that's all for today. Thank you again, Brian, and Kim for coming on. We will be right back.
This is George, Fred, and Jason, the co-leaders of Speak, interrupting to say that we hope you're enjoying this episode, but please make sure to check out our new show, The Speak Podcast, another great show produced by Launchpad 516 Studios. New episodes available every 2 weeks on all of your favorite podcast platforms.
Each Speak Talk is about 6 to 10 minutes in length, and the talks are given in storytelling format. There are 3 key moments in each Speak Talk: the moment of truth, the moment of transformation, and the moment of impact. We host pop-up events all over the world, and now we're bringing our talks to your device.
Join us on the Speak Podcast as our speakers step onto the stage and into the spotlight with impactful ideas and stories.
We'll let you get back to the show you were listening to, another great podcast from Launchpad 516 Studios.
You're listening to Agents of Humanity. presented by the Nicholas Center and produced by Launchpad 516 Studio.
Hello and welcome to this Agents of Humanity After Show. This week we spoke with Kim Jones and Brian Burke, who are journalists for the Port Washington Living Magazine. We learned many very important things, including the fact, including who they have interviewed, and the fact that they focus on positive news stories. In my opinion, this magazine is a breath of fresh air because most journalism is meant to inform and, by its nature, be negative. But I feel that this magazine really is a very positive and very uplifting source of pride for the community. And I mean, it highlights businesses like Smush. It highlights people who teach about the Holocaust, people who teach about women's rights, people who teach about other stuff. And I feel that it's a very important thing for the community to do.
Yeah, I agree, Robert. And I think it's really cool to learn about, the fact that Brian has this job as a journalist and that he's highlighting all of these amazing stories, just like you guys do here in the Media Lab, right? Like, we have the Navigator newsletter where you guys also write really cool stories. So I want to take a minute to talk about that and talk about some of the things you guys like to write here in the Media Lab for the newsletter.
Like, for me, I mostly just write about famous actors who have starred in many movies.
Nice. And why do you choose that topic?
Because I'd like to, know what they've been in and stuff, like what movies, yeah.
Nice. Robert?
I love listening to music and hearing about and exploring artists and writing about what's going on in the metal community and what's going on in the artist community. I do like writing about that a lot, yes.
Jason?
Well, I roll about the Teletubbies. Tinky Winky, Diffy, Lala, and Po. They all live in a place I like to call Teletubby Land.
What else do you like to write about?
Well, I like to write about a Sesame Street. My favorite character was Big Bird. Because he's tall, just like me.
Don't forget Snuffy.
Aw, Snuffleupagus.
It's cool that you guys get to do free writing. I'd like to give you guys the option to do that along with other categories that we usually add into the newsletter, right? We have Pet of the Month, we have Tongue Twisters, Jokes, we have Cultures Around the World. That was actually Tomas's suggestion that we started in the newsletter. And we write about a lot of cool things. Tara, what do you like to write about?
Well, I like to write about like movies that I like when I was small or the movies right now. I love writing about them.
Nice. Yeah, I also want to bring up the importance of strong community because I feel like that was a big topic that was spoken about today. And that I feel like we have here in Port Washington, and especially even just at the Nicholas Center. So I want to ask you guys what it means to you that you guys get to help the community through all of these programs that we partner with.
I think that it's a very good thing that we can help the community with Port Provides, especially because food stamps doesn't cover deodorant and cleaning supplies. I know I've tried, and it's very important that we help this as much as we can, and help as much as we can and help people who need it. I think
the Port Provides, it's so awesome. You bring stuff like paper towels, sprays, soaps, all sorts of stuff. At Pinero, we harvest our garden. And we take it to the shops.
Nice. And why do we do that? To feed...
Everybody?
Yeah, people need, right?
Yeah, yep.
Cool. So, Tara, what does it mean to you to help the community through all these programs that we have?
I like, helping my community out to see everything. Like, I like seeing everything that's outside the world. Well, sometimes they need help. And we're here to help them.
We're going to start doing question of the day, which is all the listeners' mail that they have sent in for the podcasters. So sometimes it could be to get to know them, or it could be a question about what we do here in the Media Lab. So this is a new section that we're going to start doing. And we're going to be doing this every podcast. So feel free to send us in all the questions you might have.
So... I was just wondering, this question brings me, is there anything about you that might surprise people to hear?
Yeah, something people may not know about me is that, despite my love of all things nerd culture, now I used to play basketball in high school. Nice. Like 7th or 8th grade, like not like 11 or 12, I played in 7th or 8th grade.
Nice.
I was a bench warmer, though. So I was not that good.
Yep.
I'm not that good.
Yeah.
I used to try to do flag football when I was a kid. I wasn't that good at it.
Oh, wow. Hey. That's interesting, though. Yeah. They still
have it. Actually, same, Tomas.
Yeah.
Like, actually, I do have a funny, but slightly somewhat depressing story for me. I had an IEP in high school, and I remember one time in gym class we had to do like 4 complete laps around the gym, and like on level three, I was like. Walking and less like, and like literally I had a bottle of water and I literally poured the entire thing over my head once. Whoa. Just to get myself hydrated because I was so out of breath.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I was not good at gym. Yeah.
Oh,
entire thing over my head.
Wow. Thank you guys so much for answering. This was such a fun segment.
You're welcome. I really appreciate it.
Me too.
And here's to next time. Bye, guys.
So long.
Bye.
Agents of Humanity is produced by Launchpad 516 Studios.
Executive produced by George Andriopoulos.
Our theme song, The Nevertheless Sea Preservative, is by Bonnie Grace.
Music and sound effects licensed through Epidemic Sound.
Agents of Humanity is hosted with Podbean.
This podcast is presented by the Nicholas Center, a human services agency that's revolutionizing the way autistic people learn, live, and work.
Make sure to subscribe to this feed wherever podcasts are available and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts while you're at it.
Follow the Nicholas Center at the Nicholas Center on Facebook, at Nicholas Center on Instagram, and at Nicholas-Center on LinkedIn. Visit our website, tncnewyork.org, for more information, upcoming events, or to donate.
Please make sure to follow all the great podcasts produced by Launchpad 516 Studios.